I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Well, I am back, and welcome to episode 73 of Sean Hammer. Not going to make no apologies. I'm a slacker, and I haven't been up for doing a podcast, so there we go. But I'm back, and I promise to do better. At least try. Let's see. What have I been doing for this last couple months? Well, there was Christmas, of course. The world did not end in 2012. I did paint a unit of Deathwing Terminators, started Deathwing Knights, bought some more Deathwing stuff, and I got my Malifaux crew painted, my rail crew, and we'll go over that next episode, along with the new White Dwarf. And let's see, a new Chaos book came out, and I believe Chaos Demons is on its way. So a lot's been going on Games Workshop-wise. Malifaux, I'll be playing in a team tournament at Adepticon with Mike Marshall from the Malifaux. And I actually have the Malifaux to thank to get me off my butt and actually involved in hobby again. So thank you guys. I'm enjoying your podcast and look forward to talking to you guys soon, maybe? So let's go ahead and get started with today's episode. Today we are going through the Dark Angels. Now, I was doing some Blood Angels. I sold my Grey Knights and I got this book. Then I was just like, well, they look cool. And I got the Dark Vengeance box set, so I could get the mini rule book and all that. I halved it out for somebody who wanted the Chaos. Then I was like, well, these are pretty badass Terminators. And going through the book, I figured out, well, I can do an all-Terminator army. Deathwing. Not a paint scheme I'm used to. I guess not really. I paint undead, but this is bone white. Guys look great. I'll probably post a picture of it on the show today, so you go to the site, check out my Deathwing Terminators, let me know what you think. I'm working on a big prize, a big old gift prize, more on that next episode. It's going to be a whole bunch of goodness. And let's go ahead and go through the Dark Angel book. Let's see, for special rules, we'll start there. You can combat squad these guys. Everyone knows what combat squad is. They have Grim Resolve, which a unit with this. Let's see, with this special rule, can never choose automatically fail a morale test, and they are stubborn. We have the Inner Circle. A model with a special rule has a fearless and preferred enemy, Chaos Space Marines, special rule. We have some Dark Angels Warlord traits, so that's pretty cool. Your Warlord's allowed to do rapid maneuver. This will your Warlord, any unit joins, either roll 2d6 when they run, using the highest roll, or they can add d6 to any turbo boost. We have the Hunt. If your Warlord or unit he is with slays the enemy Warlord in assault phase, you score an additional victory point, so that's pretty cool. We have Courage of the Lion. The Warlord and offhand units within 12 inches of him roll an additional... I lost it. Oh, dice when making leadership tests, discarding the highest. For the Lion, the Warlord and his unit have a Fierce Charge special rule. Brilliant planning. Why this Warlord is alive, you can increase your or decrease your reserve rolls by 1 and hold at all costs. This Warlord and any Dark Angel unit he is in has a Feel No Pain special rule if they're within 3 inches of the objective. That's pretty cool. That's the more lore traits on all the special rules for the Dark Angels. Reading through the book, I want to say that these guys are fucked up. They are not hunting the Fallen because it's the right honorable thing to do. They're hunting the Fallen because they want the Fallen saying that they used to be Dark Angels and below the secret, and they'd be spanked like a punished child. Anyway, we have the Company Grandmaster. Pretty much Space Marine Company Grandmaster. Let's see. He's got the Inner Circle, special characters. We got the Chaplains and the Interrogator Chaplains. Same stats. I mean, all these are basic Space Marine stats, so I'm not going to go over all the stats unless something jumps out at me. These guys are infantry, power armor, bolt pistol, crozium, arcanium, frag and crack grenades, independent character, Inner Circle, and Zealot. So that's pretty cool. We have the Librarians. Unfortunately, the Dark Angels do not come at us with their own psychic school or nothing. They use divination, pyromancy, telepathy, and telekinesis, except for the special character who has one spell on his own. Tech Marines, so, same thing. Boasted defenses, mind lock. We have command squads. These are pretty cool because there are different ways you can take these. These are basically veterans running in basic Space Marine stats with two attacks. They have power armor, bolt pistol, blah, da, da. Same thing. You can throw an apothecary in there if you want. They have no fear and grim resolve, of course. The Dark Angel Space Marines. Pretty much Space Marines. Tactical squads, assault squads, devastator squads. They all have the Shino No Fear, combat squads, and grim resolve. We have the Company Veteran squads. Basically Space Marines with another attack. And I believe one better leadership. And these guys are the ones that you'll actually run with the robes and stuff, so that's pretty cool. I like the whole robe effect with the army. I like me some robes. We have scout squads, which I have no idea. I don't even look. This is the first time looking at these guys. Don't even want to run scouts. Let's see. Bolt gun, bolt pistol, scout armor, frag crack grenades. They should know no fear. Combat squads, infiltrate and move through cover, and scouts. Of course, they're scouts. Let's see, we have Dark Angel Tanks, of course we have the Rhinos, same as everything else. We'll get the points later in the back here. Transport capacity 10, fire points, it's a Rhino. Razorbacks, same thing. Predators, same thing. Vindicators, same thing. Whirlwinds, same thing. So basic standard Space Marine tanks. We have Land Raiders. We have Land Raider. We have the Land Raider Crusader and the Land Raider Redeemer. Now, if you make these Deathwing vehicles, if they're transporting Deathwing knights and or anything with Deathwing special rules, you have to upgrade them. And a Deathwing vehicle has the preferred enemy Chaos Space Marines special rule. And if a Deathwing vehicle suffers a penetrating hit, you can make your opponent re-roll the result on the vehicle damage table. But you have to accept the second roll, of course. Drop pods. We got Dreadnoughts, nothing really stands out, nothing. This is just Dreadnought. Of course, you have the Venerable Dreadnought, but I think that's only if you pick it as a Deathwing vehicle. Now we have the Deathwing Terminators. Excuse me. Basic stance, one wound, of course, two attacks. They are in Terminator Armor, Storm Bolter, Power Fist, and Power Sword for Deathwing Sergeant only. They have the Inner Circle, special rule, and they can also split fire, so that's pretty cool. On top of that, they have the Deathwing Assault, which is pretty cool. I'm going to have to work it out so I can do like a big old drop in my army when I feel like it type thing and say, booyah, bitches. Units entirely composed of models that have both this special rule and Terminate Armor can choose to make a Deathwing Assault. Immediately after determining the Warlord traits, tell your opponents which units are making the Deathwing Assault, and make a secret note of whether it's taking place during your first or second turn. All units making the Deathwing Assault automatically arrive. via Deep Strike at the start of the chosen turn. There is no need to roll for reserves. So that's pretty cool. Reserves usually bite me in the ass, so I don't get nothing into turn 5 or 6 anyway. At least the stuff I'm really hoping for. These guys also have the Vengeful Strike. When a model with this special rule arrives Deep Strike, it treats all of its weapons, not including Psychic Power Zone, as having Twin Link special rule to the end of turn. So that's pretty cool. Some Twin Link Storm Bolters, Twin Link Plasma Cannons, Assault Cannons. Good to go. And so you Deathwing Assault, come in, bam, pop some shit away. Shooty, shooty, shooty. We have the Deathwing Command Squads. These are pretty cool. These Deathwing Command Squads are actually this. I'll go to the unit selection. And I should have the stuff tagged, but I don't so well. Let's see. Deathwing Command Squads. Okay. For each HQ in your army, not including Terminators, Tech Marines, sorry, or other command squads of any type, you may include a command squad and, Deathwing Command Squad, and does not take up your force organization slot. So, these guys here, command squads, on the Deathwing Command Squads, you can have one for every HQ, not including other Deathwing Command Squads, excuse me, and they don't take up a slot on the force organization. So, a nice little command units for your commanders, so to speak. And then, let's see. They have the Deathwing Assault, Inner Circle, Split Fire, Vengeful Strike, Special Rules. They can take a banner. They can take the Deathwing Company banner, one per army, a Reverge Standard. Or you can take a banner from the Sacred Standards, which we'll get to. One Deathwing Terminator can be upgraded to a Deathwing Champion, having the Halberd of Caliban, which we'll get through all the Deathwing special weapons for everything coming up. Let's see. One Deathwing Terminator can be upgraded to an Apothecary for 30 points. And let's see. One Deathwing Terminator may choose one of the following options. Heavy Bolt Austin, Replace Cyclone Missile Launcher, Heavy Flamer, Plasma Cannon, Assault Cannon. Any Deathwing Terminator in this group can have a pair of Lightning Claws for free, Thunderhammer Storm Shields for 5 points a model. Replace its Power Fist with a Chain Fist, and the unit may select a Land Raider, and it must be given the Deathwing upgrade. Deathwing vehicle upgrade. So it's pretty cool. excuse me. The command squad for the Terminators is gives you a little bit of options that the Terminators don't usually, the other Deathwing Terminators don't have. Now, next up, we have a new unit. This would be the Deathwing Knights. Now, these guys are probably the reason why I decided, after I had a unit of 5 Deathwing Terminators, I panicked up, to actually go through and say, I'm doing a Deathwing army. These guys are fantastic looking. They're running around, of course, Terminator armor. They have these Mace of Absolution, so they're all running around maces or a flail. And they got these big-ass, ornate storm shields. Storm shields also match the shoulder pad on the one side. Pretty smooth. And they got the whole cloaks and everything like that, so you can do the whole green and white thing on them. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Of course, these guys can do the Deathwing Assault, Hammer of Wrath, and Inner Circle. Now, what makes these guys a little bit different? They don't have 2 wounds like Paladins or nothing, but they have a Toughness 4, but you can do Fortress of Shields. Any model with Inner Circle special rule that is in base-to-base contact with 2 or models with a special rule has a +1 Toughness. With careful positioning, you can increase the whole squad's Toughness. It's pretty badass. I mean, now, you coming down, you do your Deep Strike. These guys don't have no range attack, so they're going to weather a little bit of a storm, whether they come out of a Land Raider, which they probably will. Or they Deep Strike down. If they Deep Strike down, they're going to stay focused in a small, little, tight unit, so you can benefit from the +1 Toughness. You cannot hide. Models with this special rule attacking with melee weapon score position strike on a roll to hit of 6. In the same manner as characters. So you can really put a hurting on you can precision strike inside of a unit, taking out, you know, the heavy weapons and all that. Next up, we have the Raven Wing. These are your fast attack choice and or your troop choice, depending on what HQ that you take, and we'll get to that. They're a bike, so they got all the great little benefits that bikes have. They also get the Shinono Fear, Hit Run, Scouts, and Grim Resolve. You can take a Raven Wing Command Squad. This is like almost like the Deathwing Command Squad and the regular Dark Angel Command Squad. Allows you to put your commander in a unit, and they're actually Black Wing Knights, and we'll get Raven Wing Black Knights. So we'll get there. Let's see. You got the Raven Wing Combat Squad. So the squadron's attack and land speed are purchased together with the squadron's bikes. They always operate completely independent of the one model. If a Raven Wing attack squad consists of 6 Raven Wing bikers, including a sergeant, but excluding an attack bike, it may break away down to combat squads of 3 Raven Wing bikers and follow the rules for combat squads. So that's pretty cool. My wife, she likes the bikers. She thinks they're pretty cool. I got 3. I don't know if I'm going to actually purchase the Raven Wing squad that comes with 6 bikers, the attack bike, and the land speeder. I might. I'll get to that in a bit while I'm looking at that route. You have your Black Knights. These guys have 2 attacks apiece. Better leadership, that's about it. Let's see. They have a Corvus Hammer, which we'll get to all the special war gear in a bit here. Frag grenades, crack grenades, teleport homer. They show no fear, hit and run, scouts, skilled rider, and grim resolve. And that's pretty cool because with the skilled rider, you know, going it boosts up your cover save and stuff. So, and you have your black, those are black Ravenwing Black Knights. And then we have, the Ravenwing Command Squads. Just like the, all the other command squads, 3 guys for this one. Let's see, you can make 1 apothecary. They have a Corvus Hammer, Plasma Talon, instead of bolters, or bolt pistols, whatever they have. So do the Black Wing, the Raven Wing Black Knights. They got, Plasma Talons as well in front of their bikes. You can have a teleport homer. Let's see, 1 can be upgraded to a champion, power armor, blade of Caliban. We'll get to that. And they have the Shinono Fear, Grim Resolve, Hit and Run, Scouts, and Skilled Rider. So these guys are pretty cool, and they look cool. I mean, they kind of look like, you know, guys riding motorcycles but looking like horses. Pretty cool. We get your Raven Wing Land Raiders. I usually scoff at Land Raiders, but in Dark Angel Army, I won't. They fit fluff-wise, and if you take one of the HQ's Raven Wing are actually troop choices. So that's, I mean, they're troop choices, so your Land Speeders play a little bit more of a role in there, especially, I think, more with a Raven Wing Combat Squad than anything else. We have a new model called the Raven Wing Dark Shroud. This is the big land speeder with a guy up front and with like a churchy thing on the back. It's the same thing, stats as a Raven Wing land speeder. It's got the BS4, front side and rear armor 10, 2 hull points. It's got heavy bolter, it's a vehicle fast skimmer, it deep strikes and it scouts. But what it does have is the icon of Old Caliban. In presence of the Dark Shrouds, inspires nearby Dark Angels to greater acts of valor. When you determine your results, friendly Dark Angels add +1 to their total if they're more 1 Dark Shrouds within 12 inches. So that's pretty cool little thing. But it's got the Shroud of Angels. The Dark Shroud has a Shrouded Special Rule. In addition, all friendly units within 6 inches of 1 or more Raven Wing Dark Shrouds gain Stealth. Special rule. This does not affect the Dark Shrouds themselves. So, if you have 2 Dark Shrouds, no, you won't get stealth on each other, but it boosts your Jinx special save and stuff. As with everyone, we know that flyers are the big key in 40K these days. And this book is no slouch. We have the Niflheim Nephilim jet fighter. This is a ballistic skill 4, 11 front, side, and rear armor with 3 hull points. It's a flyer, twin-linked heavy bolter, twin-linked las cannon, 6 black sword missiles, and the special rules of strafing run. Now, it's got unrelenting hunter. When shooting at enemy vehicles, a Nephilim jet fighter can choose to treat any weapon as destroyed as any weapons destroyed as a mobilized result. So that's pretty cool. You can ground your foes if you're thinking about it. Jet fighter. Let's see. I think that's got... Excuse me. My bad. Okay. Next up, we have the Ravenwing Dark Talon, which looks exactly like the Nephilim jet fighter, except this one has a church coffin thing on the back. Same stats. It's got 2 Hurricane Bolters, Rift Cannon, Stasis Bomb, and it can hover strike. At the start of its movement phase, a model with a special rule can declare that it's making a special hover strike this turn. If it does, its unit type changes to Skimmer until the start of the next movement phase. It gains Strafing Run special rule, but cannot move except to pivot on the spot. Little options. I'm looking at one of these. And let's see. I skipped over something, did I not? Oh, my bad. We have the Land Speeder Vengeance. It's a Land Speeder in all regards. Except it's got the Plasma Storm Battery, which I'll explain all that in a bit. Let's see. We have our special characters. We have Azrael, which is pretty cool. He's your Grandmaster, I think. Supreme Grandmaster of Dark Angels. It's pretty sweet. Stats pretty good. 4 attacks. Weapon skill 6. 5 ballistic skill. Strength, toughness, wounds 4. Initiative 5. 2 plus save. If he's the Warlord, well, he's a Warlord trait. If he's in your army, he must be the Warlord. He can choose any one of the Dark Angel's Warlord traits. You don't need a roll. Plus, when you run Azrael, Deathwing and Ravenwing are troop choices. Not bad. He's an independent character, inner circle. He's got rights of battle. If he's on the battlefield, all models from this codex use his leadership for morale pending a leadership test. And his leadership's 10. Not too bad. He's got the Lion Helm, granting him a 4+ invulnerable save. He's got the Lion's Wrath. It's a combo weapon. Rapid Fire, Blind, Gets Hot, Master Crafted, Strength 7, AP 2, Range 24, Monstrosity. He's got Protector, Suit of Armor. Artificial Suit of Armor. Additionally, gives Feel No Pain, 6 special rule. And he's got the Sword of Secrets. +2 strength, AP 3, melee, Master Crafted. Next up, we have Ezekiel. This is the Grandmaster Librarian, Holder of the Keys, Keeper of the Book of Salvation. Yeah, he's got a lot of titles. He's a Librarian. Let's see, he's got the Warlord trait, the Hunt. He's got Psychic Hood, Mastercraft Bolt Pistol, he's Inner Circle, Independent Character, Psyker. Oh my god! Psyker Mastery Level 3. He always knows the Mind Worm's special power. He generates 2 more powers from Divination, Pyromancy, Telepathy, and Telekinesis Discipline. Mind Worm is range 12, strength 4, AP 2, Assault D3, ignores cover, Sap Will. Sap Will is for each unsaved wound the model suffers from Mind Worm, the model's weapon skill, ballistic skill, initiative, and leadership are reduced to 3 to minimum 1 for the remainder of the game. Yeah, pretty cool. Here's Chapter Relics. He's got the Book of Salvation. As long as he lives, all friendly Dark Angel units within 6 inches of him fight with a Righteous Figure, and they plus 1 of their weapon skill characteristic. And he's got Traitor Bane. Strength as user, so it'll be a Strength 4, AP 3, Force, Melee, Mastercrafted, 2-handed weapon. okay. We have Azamunde, the giant prickhole of the universe. This guy, he's not really friendly. weapon skill... Well, actually, his and Ezekiel's stats are same. Going down the row from weapon skill, 5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 5, 3, 10, 10, 3. Except for Ezekiel has a save of +2. He's got a save of +3. He's got the Crozium Arcanum, Roserus. He's got the Warlord trait, the Hunt. And special rules are Fear, Independent Character, Inner Circle, and Zealot. He's got the Blades of Reason, Strength as User, Melee, Instant Death, Special Weapon. Specialist Weapon. Okay, we have Belial. This is the guy I'm running with. I think Belial, the master of the Grandmaster of Deathwing. Let's see, he's got weapon skill 6, ballistic skill 5, strength, toughness 4, 3 wounds, initiative 5, 3 attacks, 10 leadership, 2 plus save. He's an infantry character, Terminator Armor, Storm Bolter, Iron Halo, Teleport Homer, Warlord Trait the Hunt. He can do the Deathwing Assault, Independent Character, Inner Circle, and Vengeful Strike. As well, Belial's shooting attacks are precision shots on a roll to hit 5+. And tactical precision. Belial, any unit composed entirely of models with the Inner Circle special rule that is joined, do not scatter when arriving Deep Strike. Not bad. Sword of Silence, strength as user, so be strength 4, AB3, melee, Fleshbane, Mastercrafted Sword. So that's my go-to guy, and we'll get to why he's my go-to guy in a bit here. We have Samuel. This guy's pretty cool, Master of the Raven Wing. You can run him on his little jet bike that looks like a gothic ship, or you can run him in Sable Claw. This is a 14 front, 14 side, 10 rear, 2 hull point, ballistic skill 5 skimmer. Twin-linked assault cannon and twin-linked heavy bolter, and it deep strikes. Okay, this guy's special rules is hit and run, independent character, inner circle, skills, scout, skilled rider, warlord trait, rapid maneuver. He comes with chapter relics as Adamantium Mantle, grants him eternal warrior special rule. Corvex, the jet bike, is fitted with plasma cannon and twin link storm bolter. He's got the Knight Halo, which grants Samuel a 4+ invulnerable save. If Samuel's riding a saber claw, it's instead granted to Speeder a 4+ invulnerable save. Nothing like having a armor 14 land speeder running around. Just saying. And he's got the Raving Sword. Strength as user, AP2, melee, mastercrafted. This guy's pretty cool. I really like to see a model made with Sable Claw, the Land Speeder. I hope they do one and they don't puss out and just leave it with the one model they reproduce for Finecast. Let's see. We're going through the armory now of the Rock. Let's go ahead and look at stuff that I don't recognize in any other codex. We have the Avenger Megabolter, range 48, strength 4, strength 6, AP 4, heavy 5. Black Sword Missiles. These are on the Nephilim Fighters and stuff. Range 36, strength 6, AP 4, heavy 1, one use only. Deathwing Launcher. Demolish Cannon. Plasma Storm Battery. It's got two modes you can shoot in. Range 24 on both. Strength 7 on both. Both AP 2. In the Burst Mode, you have Heavy 3, gets hot. On the Charged Mode, Heavy 1, gets hot. Large Blast. Not too shabby. We have the Plasma Talon. These are going to be on the bikes for the Black Knights. It's a range 18, strength 7, AP2, gets hot, twin-linked plasma weaponry on the front of the bikes. Not too bad. We have a Raven Wing Grenade Launcher, which is on the front of the bikes if you take the upgrade. Let's see. Frag, we got 24 inches, strength 3, AP6, Rapid Fire Blast. Cracked, we have 24 range, strength 6, AP4, rapid fire, assault 1, blast, rapid fire. We have rad shell, 12 inches, strength 3, assault 1, blast, rad charge, which I'll get to that. Stasis shell, 12 inches, assault 1, blast, stasis anonymously. So rad charge is every model and unit hit by one or more rad cells suffers a negative 1 penalty to their toughness in the turn. And this can affect the victim's instant death threshold. So here we have a grenade in this army that's going to affect different things than just actually being a grenade. We have Stasis Anomaly for the Stasis Zone. Every model in the unit hit by one or more weapons with a special rule suffers a penalty to the weapon skill and initiative, negative 1 penalty to end the turn. Not too bad. Nice to little bit down there, boosting up your bikes to go in and tear some crap up, and especially the rad charge. Could you imagine charging other bikes, bringing down their instant death threshold and your ability to wound them easier. We have the Rift Cannon. This will be on the one flyer. This is range 18, strength 5, heavy 1, blast blind. Stasis Bomb. Strength 3, heavy 1, bomb, large blast. Fast stasis anomaly. One use only. When a unit hit by one or more of these weapon skills, by weapons with a special rule, suffer negative 1 to its weapon skill and initiative to end the turn. This replaces the penalty inflicted by the stasis one itself. Let's see. Those are the same. New weapons. We have the Blade of Caliban. That's a plus 1 strength. AP3, melee, unwieldy. We have the Corvus Hammer, which I think is pretty cool. It's just like a little spiked hammer on the bikers. Strength plus 1, melee, rending. That's pretty cool. We have our Deathwing weapons. We have Bane of the Traitor. This is a trait. So when a weapon with this special rule is used to attack a unit from the Codex Chaos Space Marines, the weapon's AP is improved by 1 to maximum of 1. So we have the Mace of Absolution. You can do it in one of two modes. One is normal, which grants you the bearer plus 2 strength, 4 AP, melee, Bane of the Traitor, concussive. So when you're swinging at Chaos Space Marines, it's going to be a 3 AP. And we have Smite Mode. The whole unit has to use the Smite Mode at the same time. It grants a plus 6 strength, 2 AP, melee, Bane of the Traitor, concussive, one use only. So, I mean, against freaking Chaos Space Marines, I mean, you go against some Terminators, it's AP freaking 1, baby. Suck it. And we have the Flail of Unforgiving. It's a plus 2 strength, 3 AP, Bane of the Traitor, and concussive. And I think I just read the Halberd of Blade of Caliban. The Halberd of Caliban, plus 2 strength, 2 AP, melee, Bane of the Traitor, two-handed. let's see. We go through all the specialist issue war gear. It's looking pretty standard. Let's see, we have an improviser. Model with this has a night vision special rule. However, contains one or more models with infra counts initiative one when taking blind tests. I think that's a normal. Let's see. We have the Perfidious Relic of Unforgiving. This is a little dude running around. Comes with Deathwing Knights carrying a blade. He doesn't really affect anything. You're in combat with him, you move him out to the side. He's only removed when the unit's removed. Models that include this have the Adamantium Will and Fear special rule. Pretty cool. Let's see. Rosary is all the same. Signum Storm Shield, Teleport Homer. Armor's all the same. Frag of Thought Launchers. Seed Shield. We got all that. Okay. Next we have the Standards and Banners and the Dark Angels Chapter Relics. Okay, I like the fact that we have standards in here. I play Warhammer Fantasy, and I like it in Warhammer Fantasy, and I'm glad to see it in one army here in 40K. So we have the Dark Angels Chapter Banner. All friendly units from Codex Dark Angels within 12 of this chapter reroll failed morale checks and pinning. In addition, all friendly Dark Angels with the same unit as this banner have plus 1 attack while the bearer is still alive. Pretty cool. We have the Company Standard. Units from the Codex Dark Angels within 12 reroll failed morales and pinning test. Pretty sweet. Let's see. I think they gotta have points. Yep. Oof. Yeah, great radio, boys and girls. Great radio. Okay, well, anyway. Let's see. Revered Standard, I think. Units from the Dark Angels Codex, within 12. Reroll fail morale checks and pinning tests. In addition, all friendly units from the Dark Angels Codex within 6 of the model bearing this standard have the Crusader special rule. Ravenwing company banner. Of course, you're going to want to run this with a Ravenwing. All Ravenwing within 12 inches of this banner automatically pass its initiative test when attempting to hit and run, and rolls an additional dice when determining the distance. So it's a really nice little punch, hit, and run unit, especially with this banner in there, so it's pretty cool. We have the Deathwing company banner. All friendly models with Inner Circle special rule within 6 inches of this bearer gain a +1 attack. Enough said. I'm sold. And that's going to be with my army. Excuse me. There's 3 standard sacred standards. We have the standard of retribution, and this one is 45 points. Any friendly character Dark Angels from any friendly Codex Dark Angel units within 12 inches of the model bearing this reroll fail morale and pending test. In addition, these units gain the counterattack special rule. We have the standard of fortitude, which is 85 points. Let's see what this bad boy does. Friendly Codex Dark Angel units within 12 of the banner reroll fail morale and pending test. In addition, they gain feel no pain. And standard of devastation, 65 points for this one. Any friendly Codex Dark Angel units within 12 of the standard rerolls fail morale and pending test. In addition, all friendly Codex Dark Angels within 6 inches of the standard treat their bolt guns as having salvo 2/4 weapons. Not bad. For the Dark Angel chapter relics, we have Foe Smiter. It's take the form of a Storm Bolter, range 24, strength 4, AP 4, assault 3, master crafted. We have the Lion's Roar. It's a master crafted combi weapon. Secondary weapon has the following profile. 24 inch range, strength 7, AP 2, assault 1, gets hot, blast, master crafted. We have the Mace of Redemption. Strength +3, AP 3, melee, Bane of the Traitor, blind and concussive. Monster Slayer of Caliban. This is a blade. And at the start of each subphase in which the wield is locked in combat, roll a d6 to determine which profile the Monster Slayer of Caliban uses this turn. On a 1, its strength as a user, AP 3, melee. On 2 through 4, the power. The sword powers up and thrums with energy, +1 strength, AP 3, type melee. On 5 through 6, the Monster Slayer is possessed of great strength and matches killing ability. This will give you a +2 strength, AP 3, melee instant death. And we have the Shroud of Heroes. The Shroud of Heroes confers the Field No Bane special rule to its wearer. In addition, while he is not in a unit, he has a Shrouded special rule. So, kind of reminds me of, like, Warhammer Fantasy when you got the Necromancer running around with his Cloak of Shadows. For all you know, for all you play Fantasy, you know. Going through everything, Azrael, of course, is Supreme Grandmaster. 215 points, not too shabby for a character of his stature. If a primary detachment contains Azrael, Ravenwing Attack Squadrons, and Deathwing Terminator Squads are troop choices instead of using their usual force organization categories. Not too bad. Ezekiel, nothing big with him. Asmundi, nothing big with him. Ezekiel, 145. Asmundi, 140. Belial, 190. And let's see. You can take them. You can manipulate this special character if you want. You can replace the Storm Bolter and Sword of Silence with a Thunderhammer and a Storm Shield. Not too bad for free. Or you could replace Storm Bolter and Sword of Silence with a pair of Lightning Claws. Pretty sweet. But since the model I have, using a, what's that? Cyborg. Knight model. It's pretty cool. He's got the cowl. Looks like he's a Terminator armor. A sweet-ass base. I put some Games Workshop arms on him, so he'd have a sword. A pretty badass sword and a storm shield. And so, that's how he's going to become equipped. Samuel, 200 points. If primary detachment contains him, Ravenwing Attack Squadrons are troop choice. You have your Company Master, Interrogator Chaplain, Chaplain Librarian, Tech Marine Servitors. Command Squad 100 points before you add anything. Deathwing 220 points. Let's see, one thing I want to get to before I forget. Let's see. Okay. Troops. Under heavy weapon choices, you can pick. You can pick a missile launcher with frag and crack missiles. Okay. May also take flak missiles for 10 points. So you have opportunity to shoot planes out of the sky. You can do that with the company veteran squad. And you can do that with... I don't know if you can do it with a regular command squad. Let me double check. I don't see it. But, let's see. So that's basically it for the codex. At first I thought to myself, I bought this codex and I was just like, not really all that great. Wasn't too impressed with it. Needed more fluff, in my opinion. let me hold on a second. Jet fighter, predator, devastator squad can also take crack flak missiles. 10 points per model. So you can have a whole squad shooting things out of air. So I thought to myself, book's kind of boring, a little bit lackluster compared to the last book. I think the Chaos Marines, in my first opinion, was a better book. But after reading and stuff, and it really relies on the commanders that you pick, and you can pick some command squads to flavor out your army, and each type of whether you go regular Dark Angels, Deathwing, or Ravenwing, each has their special little niche. Now in my Terminator army, I'm having a problem. I kind of have to have a Land Raider for two reasons. For one, I bought the Cyborg upgrade kit. It's bad. It's badass. Another thing, I gotta have something to take care of armor. I mean, sure, I can have chain fists and thunder hammers and stuff, but that relies on everything in close combat. And I like to have something running around. So I thought to myself, I'm going to have a dreadnought. And I found this. Jeff at the hobby store had a high-tech miniatures. Had this pretty badass big war machine walker. Got a human head sticking out of the top. It kind of looks like Jesus. But all in all, it's a big walking dreadnought with two power fists, kind of about the same size as a dreadnought. I'm going to paint it up as my venerable dreadnought, or maybe even contemptor dreadnought. I'm not sure. So I'm going to have that for some support. But what I did think about, since I do have three bikes already, and there's only hop, skip, and a jump away, a Ravenwing attack squad doesn't seem too bad. You can have the two... you have six bikers. You can have the attack bike, of course, running with a multi-melta. And you can pimp out the land speeder with any pattern type. So it might give you some tank or armor busting ability. Another option I thought, too, is the Nephilim fighter running around with that twin-link las cannon doing strafing runs. I like flyers. I like my Vendettas from my Imperial Guard. I like my Storm Ravens. And I don't see no reason why I would not like the Nephilim fighters. One thing I'm not sure about is actually running. I don't want to get too involved with the Ravenwing. Deathwing is what I want to do. I'm not going to... With the Storm... with the Dark Vengeance, I actually got rid of all the regular power armor marines. Didn't want them. I want to run... try my hand at painting some bikes and painting the Death Guard. Deathwing. So, that's basically what I've been doing. That's the Dark Angel book. My views on it. Kind of like it. Took a little bit to actually find the little tricks of the trade, I suppose. All in all, I think it's a good book. I'm not sure if I'm happy still with the price of the hardcover codexes. But what do you do? It's a game you play, and if you want to play it, you got to have the stuff. On the up note, my army has cost me damn near almost next to nothing. I bought a unit of the Deathwing Knights. And the stuff that's not used for Deathwing Knights, I used with the Assault on Black Reach Terminators to make them my command squad. I got Cyborg, high-tech model, each for Librarian and Belial. I have the big walker for my Dreadnought. And all my Deathwing are from the Dark Vengeance box set, and I've been picking them up eBay for like $15 for a unit. So not too shabby. And we'll see how it runs. It's going to look pretty, if anything. It's going to be minimal amount of models. And it's not going to be silver ran by Draggle. So, it should work out pretty good, hopefully. It'd be neat. So if anyone does have a Land Raider out there they want to part with really cheap, just go ahead and shoot me up. I'm going to be doing a giveaway. And I want to do a big surprise, big prize giveaway. So what I'll do is to enter this, leave me an iTunes review. And if you've already left me an iTunes review, leave me a message saying that you did and you want to be entered in a contest. Now, for the next couple weeks, I'm going to add something related to that I talk about in the podcast in this bag. I got a Space Marine bag. And today I talked about Dark Angels. So I have The Fallen, the book by Mike Lee, autographed, will be the first prize in that. Now, I'll probably go a couple weeks, and when I talk about some Malifaux, I'll throw some Malifaux in there, and talk about some fantasy, I'll throw some fantasy in there. So, if you want to be entered in this contest, like I said, just leave me an iTunes review, email me, tell me you did, and subject, bag of goodies, something of the sort. If you already left me an iTunes review, go ahead and give me an email, let me know how I'm doing, how you doing, and that you already left one, and still label it bag of goodies. I'm going to go for this for a couple weeks, and it's going to be this big old bag of stuff. And hopefully, well, someone will win it. So, hopefully it'll be enjoyable. And it's a nice little giveaway of extra stuff I've acquired, and will be acquiring. So, I'd like to give it away. So, that's going to be it. I am going to Adepticon, playing in the team tournament with Mike Marshall. Thank you, Malifools. The Heroic 28s have been doing a great job on their Codex reviews. They've been singling out 1, 2, 3 parts. Been enjoying it. Let's see. Other than that, that's probably it for this episode. I'm going to continue this next one with this month's White Dwarf and Mei Fang. So, keep your ears out. It'll probably be posted up pretty much around the same time as this to make up for my slackiness. So, I'm going to leave you guys with a song, As They Lay Dying. See if you can, I think it's a Sound of Truth. See if you can pick out the, I don't know, the reason I put it in this episode and what it has to do with the Dark Angels. And I think it's a badass song, band's badass, and it fits well. So I'm going to leave you with that, and check on you soon. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.